We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south-of-the-border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. It is Friday, the first day of February 2025. Where the heck did January go? Oh, my. First day of February 2025, and it is a Friday, so we're ramping it up for the weekend here in Las Vegas. The first weekend in a long, long time, about three months or so, that we won't have football, NFL football on Sunday. Now, we got that goofy Pro Bowl thing with the flag football and all that entertaining stuff, but no real football. But we're just a little over a week away from the real football, the big game, the Super Bowl. And I can tell you here at the South Point, they're getting ready to kick out the jams for the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that in just a moment. Just want to welcome all of you watching and listening through the many platforms that we have. We come to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital and on the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network as well. We welcome you to the show. Hope you can join us in the chat box. What you do is just get to YouTube, get to our page. And when you get there, go to the chat box. If you haven't subscribed already, it is free. It's free of charge. Really that simple. Just say subscribe and then you'll start chatting away with all of our chat box folks. And I'm telling you, it's getting bigger and better all the time. Those guys are out there just giving away picks, giving items, news, etc. It's really a lot of fun to join that social part of it here at the Race Day Show with our chat box chatters. So we hope you do that. And, of course, we welcome everybody running around town here in Las Vegas locally as we have our local radio station, our home-based radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, in case you're driving around in your car trying to get to work maybe this morning. And, of course, all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, Google phone. Yeah, it's all covered with the apps. Just get the YouTube app and you can see and hear us, the KSHP app, and you can listen to us through the radio station on your devices as well as anywhere you're getting your podcasting. We're all over the podcast world, too. So we welcome you to the show however, wherever, whenever. All right, look, here in Las Vegas, it's cold. It's 35 degrees out right now. We're going to get up to 61 today. And I can tell you this, by Monday here in Las Vegas, we're flirting in the 70s. We're going to get up to 73 to 76 degrees Monday and Tuesday here in Las Vegas. But for right now, if you're planning on joining us over the weekend, overnight lows will be in the 30s, low 30s to mid 30s, and the daytime highs will be right around the high 50s to the low 60s. As far as that is concerned, but look at the weather across the country. Miami, 77. New York, 47. Chicago, 41. It's getting a little warmer, isn't it? Although Detroit is 38 degrees and it's going to be raining there. L.A., 64 degrees. Santa Anita's running today, so that's good news there in Southern California. And, of course, Phoenix, Arizona, 69 degrees. Hot spot of the day, as I see it, is Brownsville, Texas, right at the very tip that corners the Gulf of America, the border of Texas and Mexico. Brownsville, 81 degrees today. Wow. Anyhow, we do have a lot of weather changing over the weekend. We got a lot of heavy rain coming into the central part of California. Hitting is going to go through the weekend. The central part of California is going to get a lot of rain. I don't think it's going to trickle down to Southern California. We'll wait and see about that. And then you've got very icy conditions in the Midwest and in the way up in the Northeast. You're going to have some snow, etc. there. It's going to be just an absolute bevy of weather from coast to coast. Right now over the New Jersey, New York area, the east there, we've got rain going on there. And we've got a lot of rain coming in the Northern California and the Northwest. As a matter of fact, a lot of snow in the Northwest. The mid part of the country looks pretty good, though. We have no cancellations today. That's good news. No cancellations for our racing menu for today. And, of course, we're looking ahead to this weekend for the Kentucky Derby point-getting races. They include the Holy Bull at Gulfstream Park. Big day at Gulfstream, by the way, tomorrow. They're going to have six stakes races overall at Gulfstream tomorrow, so that's going to be goody. And, of course, Santa Anita will host the Robert Lewis, and Aqueduct will have the Withers, all point-getters for the Kentucky Derby. As far as the Kentucky Oaks, Gulfstream Park will hold the Forward Gal for the Phillies there, and the Las Virgins will be at Santa Anita on Sunday. So those are the races that will have points for both the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks. I want to give you a couple of quick things. First of all, when we get John Lindo on a little bit later on, we'll talk about Kazuchi Kimura. His injury to his leg was a little bit more than people thought. He had surgery. They're going to put a pin in his leg to hasten the recovery and the mending of his leg. And it looks like he's going to be out a couple of months, maybe 2, 3, 4 months, Kazuchi Kimura, after that accident in the starting gate. That's last week, I think, further in last week. We'll check with John Lindo to get the full skinny on that. Southern California purses are going to start to rise. And this is as a result of the closing down in Northern California. Now, I understand Northern California, Pleasanton, where they got about 300 to 500 horses left there in Northern California. That entire stable area, everything is going to be closing down at Pleasanton on the 25th of March. By then, all the horses have to disperse. Now, we talked about this yesterday, about some of the horses going to Emerald, some going to Turf Paradise, etc. And some are going to make their way down to Southern California. It seems that with that simulcasting money now filtering from Northern California to Southern California, they're going to start raising the purses in Southern California as a result of that. But they're still about $6 million overpaid in payments already out to purses in Southern California. So they're trying to make it that up there. So the casualty of Northern California is bringing some, just a sliver of better news in Southern California as far as the purses are concerned at Santa Anita. That's, I guess, if you got to look at a silver lining, maybe that's it. But it's still still an awful deal to be having for Northern California racing. So we'll wait and see about that, how that shakes out. Big news here at the South Point, Super Bowl. When you want to go somewhere and celebrate the Super Bowl, this is the only place to do it. All right? I have seen some ads. I have seen some posts on X, the social media X, used to be Twitter, that there's a strip hotel in town. I'm not even going to name them because it's embarrassing. But there's a strip hotel in town. Now, you remember the old days, we used to go in the book, we'd get there early because the seats were, and you'd save your seat and that'd be it, and you play the races, you play the horses, and et cetera, and that was it. Your gambling money was it. Your drinking money was it. Now, that particular hotel on the strip is selling the seats in the sports book for Super Bowl day, row by row, and the best seats in the book, just the sports book that normally is free on any other day, are going for $700 a seat just to sit there and watch the Super Bowl. You know what you're going to pay here at the South Point? Bupkis, zero. Park your car for nothing. Walk in the door for nothing. You got to get here early, though, because they are going to be saving seats, and there's going to be a big crowd here. Last year, we estimated about 10,000 people were here between the second floor ballrooms and the sports book and the race book and the lounges, etc. But it's all free. The first thing you pay for is either betting on the game, betting on a horse, getting a hot dog at discount prices, getting other food at discount prices, and getting a drink. And if you're playing the races, you know, and playing the sports book, you know you're going to get a free drink. Amazing. This is the last vestige of how they treat people in the old days. So when you're thinking of that coming up, you got about a week and a couple of days. If you're coming to Vegas, well, you'll get your culture shock as far as them charging to go into the books on Super Bowl day on the Strip. But here, on that same street that the Strip is on, Las Vegas Boulevard, go south about 5 miles, and you'll run into the South Point on Las Vegas Boulevard, and that's the way it's going to go. Big Super Bowl parties, the big ballrooms upstairs. They have several different ballrooms upstairs that'll be packed. I know that. $700 just to sit in the book and watch the Super Bowl. Wow. One other note that I want to pass on to you, and I hope you're sitting down, because you know I started the race day shows actually on TV here, a local TV station that wound up selling to a Mexican outlet that went Hispanic. We did that, and then we went to radio. Okay? We've been on the radio doing the Race Day Las Vegas shows here in Las Vegas since 1996. Right on through. And as you know, we've been here at the South Point Studios doing the YouTube television as well as the radio on KSHP for over a year. And, you know, we're as steady as a rock, Wednesday through Sunday, and sometimes we have special holiday cards. But I hope you're sitting down, because we won't have a Wednesday card. This coming Wednesday, as we usually do, we will not have a show on Wednesday. And you say, why, Ralph? Are you sick? No, I'm not sick. Everything's fine. They're building a new studio set here at the South Point in the South Point Studios. They're building that new studio set, and unfortunately, they won't get it done from the off days until Wednesday. So Wednesday, They'll be putting the final touches on it. We won't be able to use the studio. And so we will be back after Sunday. We will be back on Thursday with a new set here at the Race Day Show. So I hope you guys can hang in there for just one day that we're normally on. We will not be on Wednesday. Okay, I think I did about all of the late news that we have to cover for you. We will go to our first break. I think we're going to go, you know what, I'm going to do the results right now from yesterday. All right, Gulfstream Park yesterday, pick six, $1,084.24. So, you know, it was a pretty formful day. Trainer Safi Joseph Jr. had another big day yesterday at Gulfstream. He had three wins. His first win came in the third race with Mr. Husbands aboard, paying $680. Then he came back in the eighth race with Edgard Zayas on Paradise City in the feature of the day there at Gulfstream, paying $820. And then he came right back in the ninth and final race with Tyler Gaffleone winning it for him and paying $580. So Gaffleone had a couple of wins yesterday. Irad Ortiz Jr. had a couple of wins yesterday. And Edgar Zayas also had a couple of wins yesterday. And we do want to congratulate Dylan Davis. I meant to do this yesterday, forgot. But he just hit his 1,500 win plateau in his career. He's now on to 1,501. But his 1,500 win came a couple of days ago, I think on, as a matter of fact, on the weekend at Gulfstream Park. But Dylan Davis on his way to his next 1,500. Congratulations for that plateau. He's already passed 1,500 wins, and he's having a hell of a meet at Gulfstream Park. As far as Aqueduct was concerned, Linda Rice, she had a couple of wins yesterday. Linda Rice had a winner with Kendrick Carmouche in the second race at 360, came back in the third race with Jose Lascano, her top rider there, paying $5.70. And as far as the jockeys, Romero Mirage had two wins. And both of them came with trainer Steve Schauer. Steve Schauer with Murat won the seventh race at 9:50, and they both came back in the eighth race together to win that race, paying $4.40. So maybe you ought to keep an eye on that trainer there. And, of course, other trainers such as Richard Dutrow Jr., Bill Morey, he used to be in California. He's training now in New York. He had the first race winner at $4.80. Pick six at Aqueduct paid $1,353.50. Okay, now it's time to go to our first break. When we come back, you'll get your racing menu. And our handicappers are standing by. Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, Jerry J. You know the deal. We're going to look for some winners from our handicappers today, so don't go away. We'll be right back and start chatting away on YouTube. All you have to do is subscribe when you get there and then chat away. We'd love to see and hear from you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Race Day Las Vegas, and it's time to go out to our racing menu today. I want to remind everybody out there, as we always do, but there are people that jump on and off for the first time here on the Race Day Show, and we welcome all of you newbies. But the racing menu that we have here each and every day reflect the start times, the first post times in the Pacific time zone for good reason, because as you know, with all the platforms we have, we go around the world, all different time zones. So to make it simple, we give you the Pacific time zone start time, which is the time zone that is here in Las Vegas, and these will be the first post times that roll out in our race books here in Las Vegas today, especially here at South Point. So, if you're listening out there and you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust, make the adjustment from whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone. This way you won't miss anything. Don't want you to miss a chance of making a winning bet. And like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. We begin with Gulfstream Park. They got 9 races today at Gulfstream. And their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot is starting to build now after a couple of days. Remember, it was a mandatory on Sunday. Today, the Pick 6 jackpot carryover stands at $32,286. Their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot, $32,286. First post time for their 9 races at 9:20. Tampa Bay Downs is next. They have their first post time at 9:25 at Tampa Bay. They've got a Pick 5 carryover, and it's the highest carryover in the nation, a regular Pick 5 carryover, and that is the late Pick 5, starts in the 5th race at Tampa today. Pick 5 carryover, not a jackpot, a regular Pick 5, $46,569. $46,569 in the late Pick 5 carryover at Tampa Bay today. They have 9 races. Their first post time is at 9:25 at Tampa Bay today. Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has the first post time for their 9 race card set at 9:25. Aqueduct, the big A in New York, and as we mosey on over to their website, they tell us it's cloudy and 40 degrees. The track is fast today at Aqueduct. No carryovers. 8 races today at the big A, and a first post time of 10:10 at Aqueduct. Oaklawn Park, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Oaklawn Park has 10 races. Their first post time is at 10:30. Fairgrounds has 8 races today. The Fairgrounds in New Orleans. First post time is 10:45. Then we have Sunland Park. Sunland Park, they got a couple of small carryovers. Pick 5, $872. And their Super High 5 carryover, $1,591. 9 races. Their feature race today is the La Conejo Stakes at 6 furlongs. Phillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. It's the 8th race on the card. 8 go to the post, and the 8-5 favorite there is Karina Karina. That at Sunland today. First post time, 11:25 there for their 9 races. Then we get to Santa Anita. Santa Anita back in business today. They've got 9 races at Santa Anita and a first post time of 12:30. All right, I'm going to tell you about this carryover and that crazy 3x3, 3 trifecta deal that's going on there. That carryover, $1,911 if you partake. First post time at Santa Anita for their 9 race card today is set at 12:30. Delta Downs, which has the Alabama Overnight Stakes today at Delta. That's the 9th race on the card at 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds and up. Jovi G is the 9-5 favorite there. 10 races at Delta. First post time is 2:50 at Delta. Turfway Park will kick in with 10 races. Turfway Park's Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $2,741. And they have a Super High 5 carryover of $5,711. First post time Turfway for 10 races, 2:55. And then we have Charlestown. Charlestown has 8 races, and Charlestown races has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $8,278. Their first post time at Charlestown for 8 races is set at 4 p.m., and that is your Friday menu for today on this very first day of February 2025. Wow. All right, let's go to Jonathan Nardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Ralph, you're making a major mistake. Today's January 31st. Tomorrow is February.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Pardon moi all to hell. Pardon moi.
You cheated us out of the day.
Forget about that. This is not a leap month. January 31st. Pardon me. I'm so excited about February 1st because we get this February 2nd, and that is Groundhog Day. So I want
to
see it.
My brother listens to the show, and today happens to be his birthday. And he says, Ralph cheated me out of a year. So,
And your brother's probably happy that I didn't give him a birthday this year.
You're right.
Big pardon out there to everybody out there. Brain fart on me. A big pardon. It is January 31st. It is the last day of January. So where did January go? It ain't going yet. It's right here now, January 31st. But, yeah, I want to see what Puxacani Hill Phil is going to say, which I guess will be on Sunday, because that'll be January 2nd, Sunday now. I figured it out.
February 2nd.
February 2nd. Oh, my goodness. This is 2025, is it not?
Let me check. Yes, correct.
Anyhow, I don't know. I think Phil's been off a couple of years anyhow, but I just want to get out of this cold weather. By the way, how's the weather up there right now?
It's actually cold up here, but down by the track, it's starting to rain.
Really?
It's up. It's actually warm. It's not freezing, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Warmer than usual, like in the 30s.
It looked like there was going to be a lot of there's a lot of mixed weather all across the country. They got all of that big rain coming in central California. Hopefully it doesn't get as far down as where the fires were, because after the fires, there's nothing left to hold the flooding, and then you get mudslides. So we're keeping our fingers crossed for that. Just keep that rain in central California right now. But, you know, you go through the country, it goes from that to freezing weather and then snow and rain. So we're going to get a lot of that stuff this weekend.
Yeah.
All right, so it's raining but warm there at Aqueduct. You think we'll get a sloppy track by first post time?
No. It's just, you know, it's light rain. It's starting to build. Expecting rain later in the day, heavier, now it's okay.
So, in other words, the rain is just there to get, so they get, you got to get a car wash, right, afterwards?
To annoy you, correct.
Yeah, right, yeah, okay. All right, look, we've got, three stakes races for the Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend, and we have already talked about how the Robert Lewis is like just a showcase for Bob Baffert. You got five horses in that race. But, there's short fields. I think even the Las Virginas only has 5-2 in that race for the Phillies on Sunday. And Baffert's got a couple of horses in there. He's really holding all the cards as far as the sophomores right now in California.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like anyone wants to show up to run against him. So, not very good for racing, but it is what it is. They have, you know, they have short fields. They obviously have a problem filling these races for the most part. And if they weren't major stakes, and if it wasn't Bob Baffert, they may not even run them. Who knows?
Well, we have a big big day going on at Gulfstream Park after the Pegasus World Cup weekend last weekend. There is five stakes races at Gulfstream tomorrow that include the Holy Bull and the one for the three-year-old fillies. In that race, the Forward Gal, and they hold 20 points each for the Derby and Oaks, respectively. So, well, we'll go over those races at Gulfstream tomorrow on the show. But just taking a look real quick at the Derby races this weekend, the Withers at Aqueduct. I think that's going to be an interesting race.
It is an interesting race, Ralph. Only seven entered, and it's a pretty contentious field. I gave the edge to number seven, Omaha, a three-year-old colt from the Mike Gorham barn, Raul Mania, board to ride. This horse is going to get overlooked. They have other horses to play. You're going to get the 4-1, and I like Omaha in that spot.
Yes, now we went over this race on Wednesday. But the thing about it is we just went over the race, but you're giving us a pick now in Omaha, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so you're going against Brad Cox, Uncle Jim, huh? Uncle Jim is 3-1.
Yeah, well.
So is Mo Quality, though. And they're not even the favorites. The 5-2 favorite is Captain Cook. This is a wide open race.
Yeah, they're lightly raced horses, some of them stretching out to a mile and an eighth for the first time. So I went with a horse going long in Omaha. Omaha, I think he may have a conditioning edge.
All right, then we go to the Holy Bull, one of the five stakes races tomorrow at Gulfstream. But we'll quickly take a look at the Holy Bull. There's seven in that race as well, and the 9-5 favorite there is Ferocious, a horse by Flatter. And, I was so impressed with his first win that maybe I got just a little bit over-impressed about it. But I will tell you one thing about Ferocious that I noticed in that win. Now, he hasn't performed as well since, but I think he has a few reasons why. But his stride in that race, he had these long loping strides that covered a lot of ground, and he did it fast. And what I'm thinking about is that stride's going to be very good at a mile and a quarter come the first Saturday in May, and they're putting blinkers on him for the race tomorrow.
The problem I have with Ferocious is, listen, take nothing away from his two-year-old campaign. He was good. He was very good. But his races around one turn, I think, were a lot better than when he stretched out. He was a closing sprinter. He was forced into being a closing sprinter. If you remember his first start in Saratoga, when you fell in love with him,
yeah,
and rightfully so, he got left that day breaking from the rail, and he came with a rush, and he won easily. But his route races, you know, I think he's a closing type sprinter, and he may hang a little bit. Listen, I could be wrong. He's lightly raced. But I like the number three horse in there, Tappan Street, a three-year-old colt from the Brad Cox barn. If Cox is taking this horse out of a maiden win and putting him in the Holy Bull, you could be sure they're very high on this horse. And that's the horse that I ended up on in that race.
Yeah, son of Into Mischief. And I agree with you. Cox doesn't put horses in stakes races just to get the box seat. So he's got to have something there. But like I said, I saw the stride on Ferocious, and it will really fool me that you say he might be a late closing sprinter if with the stride that I saw, he doesn't stretch out. So I'm going to give him one more chance to see if he's the horse or not. And we got a long way to go. And you know, Baffert's got, a full house with his horses there. And it was kind of predictable with Bob Baffert because, as you know, that when we got into the summertime and the two-year-olds started coming out at Santa Anita, and even at Los Alamitos, and then, Del Mar, et cetera. All those monster, well-bred two-year-olds that were winning off the screen in their maiden races are all coming back now as three-year-olds, and this guy's loaded for bear.
You could be sure he has a chip on his shoulder,
oh, yeah,
Ralph. He wants to go to Churchill, and he wants to run 1-2-3 in the Derby if possible. Believe me, he's been looking at that first Saturday in May for a long time. They let him back, and he's going to come back with a vengeance, I'm sure. So everything for him is going to point towards the Kentucky Derby. And, again, he's going to be loaded, and we know he's going to have multiple starters in there. And, again, he's got that chip on his shoulder, and he would like to stick it right to Churchill if he can.
Well, we're going to go to the Robert Lewis, the third race on Saturday, tomorrow, that holds a Kentucky Derby points. And as you say, he's loaded, and he's loaded in the Robert Lewis. There's only five horses in the race, and three of them come out of the Bob Baffert barn. They'll break next to each other. Matticat Road will break from the rail with Frankie Dettori. Citizen Bull, a winner of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, will break from post two with Martin Garcia aboard. And Rodriguez, a horse out of Authentic, has Juan Hernandez, his top rider there. They'll break from post three, and then the window dressing, I guess, is Clock Tower and Valentine's Candy coming out of Wesley Ward and Jesus Mendoza's barns.
Yeah, well, I happen to like Rodriguez. I know Citizen Bull ran real well when winning the Breeders' Cup, but if you remember that race, Ralph, some main contenders had trouble at start, and the Citizen Bull found himself on a lonely lead, and who was chasing him? Other Baffert horses. So they weren't going to go after him. They weren't going to knock him out. I like Rodriguez in there. I think this horse really has a bright future in career start number three. Last time out was the first time he stretched out in career start number two, and he ran a huge figure. So I like Rodriguez in that spot.
Okay, and remember again, folks, that tomorrow there's five big stakes races at Gulfstream. We'll go over those races tomorrow, but I wanted to get these in. And, of course, the two races for the fillies, the Forward Gal will be part of the Gulfstream races there. And, of course, on Sunday we'll take a look at the Las Virgenes for the three-year-old fillies as far as they got Kentucky Oaks points at Santa Anita. And, by the way, the Robert Lewis, talking about the Robert Lewis, Robert Lewis was the last time we saw one of Baffert's big horses, Nisos. Remember Nisos?
Oh, he won. What happened?
Well, he won the Robert Lewis last year, and then he just fell off the screen. It fell off the earth. Well, he's been working again, and he's coming back into getting ready for a start as a four-year-old. But he's been away a long time. But Nisos is back training, and it's funny that it'll be a year since his last win tomorrow. But he's back in training for Bob Baffert, and hopefully we'll see Nisos soon somewhere. coming back to the races as a four-year-old. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, he was terrific last year, Ralph, you know, and usually those horses seem to disappear and go off to the breeding shed, but this one they're running, so that's good news.
Yeah, he's back training, and we'll see him as a four-year-old somewhere soon. How about let's see a couple of winners out of Mr. Hardoon today?
Yeah, we had a second and third yesterday. Let's get back in the winning column. And look at the Aqueduct's eighth race today. It's a mile on the main track. And I like the number five horse in here, As You Chase Me, a four-year-old gelding from the Chris Englehart barn. Sophia Vibes aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Draw a line through his last race, a mile and an eighth. He's much better around one turn. That's where he's at today, 1 mile on the main track, 6-1 on the morning line. Number five, As You Chase Me, wins today's eighth race at an Aqueduct.
All right. As You Chase Me is the five horse at Aqueduct. It is in the eighth race, and that's the horse you said. But you sent us another pick in that race. Do you want to explain?
He scratched.
Okay. Hours and a day is scratched, correct?
Correct. The only scratch in the race, by the way.
Okay, so in that race, the three horse Hours and a Day was his original pick. So Shane was going crazy back there with the graphic, and I'm looking at it saying, geez, I don't remember him giving that horse. But that's the reason for it. The three is scratched, so you like the five. As You Chase Me, the five at 6-1 on the morning line with Miss, it's a lady. Miss Vives, by the way. That's how you pronounce her name, Vives.
Sophia Vives, or Vives, or whatever
Vives.
You want.
At least your track announcer there at Aqueduct says Vives, so okay. I'm going with him. In any case, don't care who rides as long as they're taking a winner circle picture, and that is the five, As You Chase Me, the five in the eighth race at Aqueduct. Okay, where are we going next?
Gulfstream, race 7, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. Number 8, Defended, a 5-year-old mare from the Oscar Gonzalez barn, is really in top form now. Her last four races were all very, very good. She draws well outside. She's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. Lionel Reyes aboard to ride. Number 8, Defended, wins today's seventh race at Gulfstream.
Okay, in the seventh race at Gulfstream, number 8, Defended. The 8, Defended, is the pick in the seventh race at Gulfstream. All right, we'll take one at San Anita.
Ninth and final, mile on the turf, number 2, Promissio, a 4-year-old who's been gelded since his last start. Antonio Frasu for Doug O'Neill, 6-1 on the morning line. Number 2, Promissio, sends you home a winner. Today's ninth and final out at San Anita.
All right. We got the ninth and final, number 2, Promissio. The 2 in the ninth and final at San Anita, Jonathan Hardoon's picks. Want to remind you out there, folks, he's got full sheets for both Aqueduct, San Anita, Gulfstream, and Oak Lawn Park today, right?
Correct. That canceled yesterday because of flooding.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming there's going to be moisture in that track today.
You would think so, if they're not bailing out water, you know, as well. So we will wait and see about that, but they haven't canceled yet. So in any case, you got those four sheets, and Jonathan will be loaded for bear and ready to go tomorrow, buddy.
Tomorrow, February 1st, Ralph. Thank you. Stay safe and be well.
Are you sure? It's February 1st tomorrow. You're sure now, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. All right.
Thanks, Ralph.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this final day of January, January 31st. And we now bring in Rich Eng. Good morning, Richie.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Somebody was asking me yesterday. He said Richie gave us his some prop bets he had yesterday, but he didn't hear the price that you got on them.
Well, the price I got on the tight end, Goddard, was -120.
Okay.
But, you know, what happens is as those bets get, massaged up and down, the odds will change. And as far as a teaser, the book that I bet it at pays five for four. So in other words, if you bet 50, you win 40. Mm-hmm. And teaser prices, Ralph, over the years, quite frankly, I don't know you, how much you participated in teasers with football. Yeah. They used to be one of the best bets in town, but they've changed the odds to make it a little less attractive. But those are the best I could find at this point, 5-4.
All right. Right now, the medicinal, vanilla bet, the side, Kansas City is a 1.5-point favorite. The over-under total is 49. Want to remind everybody that all of the great things that are happening here at South Point as far as celebrating the Super Bowl and the free stuff that's going on here, they also are giving the players a good shake as far as the bets are concerned, because if you bet the side, not the total, but the side, if you take Kansas City or the Philadelphia Eagles and you bet that in person here in Las Vegas, here at the South Point, you will get a -105, not a -110 bet. So it's not -110, it's 105 for the point spread for the team only if you play it here in person at the South Point. So they're giving you another great shake here for that too.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Ralph. You know, and I heard you talking earlier about strip hotels that are selling seats to watch the Super Bowl,
yeah,
whether it's in their race and sports book or at a Super Bowl party. I tell you what, I mean, the Super Bowl is a great event, but to have to be asked to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to get a seat in the damn facility, to me, that's egregious. And, you know, I've been in town, you've been in town longer than me, but I've been in town for a long time. That's pretty distasteful in my playbook.
Well, you just tell all those people they can get their taste back by coming here at the South Point, starting off with parking their car for free, and a whole bunch of other great stuff. When you get down to reaching into your pocket, folks, the first thing you're going to be able to do after you get settled in with all the great stuff around here for a Super Bowl is either making a bet or buying discount prices on food and beverages. All right. Well, Richie, we'll bypass any of the other props you have because we've got a long way to go yet. I know that here at the South Point, they put a few more pages of props out, so they're going to be building the prop pages here day by day here at the South Point for that. We'll get right to your pick for today.
Yeah, the horse yesterday blew a tire turning for home, so I apologize for that. Let's go to Santa Anita, race number 5, Ralph, 6.5 furlongs on the turf. Let's go to the number 5 horse, Lady Gregory, 5-2 in the morning line. Jeff Mullins took over the training of this gal and has showed great improvement. I think her future is going to be on turf as a good performance last time out. Mm-hmm. 5, Lady Gregory, 5-2 in the 5th.
All right, 5th race, the anchor race in the early pick 5 and early pick 4, and of course part of the pick 6 as well. The 5th race not only starts out, ends the early pick 5, it starts the late pick 5 as well. So it's a pivotal race. In the 5th race, you'd like the 5 Lady Gregory. The 5 Lady Gregory in the 5th race, Barrios on the turf. Good move there. 5th race, the 5. And you got a full sheet for San Anita today right now at the racedaylasvegas.com website. Richie, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Go back to work for the Super Bowl.
Okay, Wade, Ralph, good luck, and good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. We're going to take our final break. We come back with John and Jerry, so don't go away. on this final day of January Race Day Show.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Reno, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex. We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after two games.
Who's we?
Okay, me. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the dark colts. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bumps.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of jokes, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on the Race Day Las Vegas Show. Now we go to Southern California, where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. Well, we begin another week of racing in Southern California at Santa Anita. I want to talk a little bit about Mr. Kimura.
You know, he had a couple of different x-rays because his leg was still bothering him, and they found a small fracture. So he was scheduled to have a surgery yesterday to put a screw in to kind of keep everything together to heal quicker. And if everything went right yesterday, I have not heard any updates, but then they're probably looking at 30 to 45 days for recovery. So, you know, 4 to 6 weeks is probably the best case scenario for Kimura coming back. It's a shame because he's been off his mounts the last couple of weeks, and I think it's probably cost him, I think, 10 winners. He had a lot of live mounts he lost.
He sure did, and the replacement jockeys got him to the winner's circle. I hope he gets those mounts back when he comes back. It's the first day of the week for the new week at Santa Anita. Update on the jockey trainer standings.
Well, the usual suspects. Flavian Prat is a leading jockey. He's got 24 wins. Juan Hernandez is a clear second. He's got 21. And Humberto Rispoli rounds out the top three with 15 winners. And the trainers are a little tighter. Mark Glass, the leading trainer, he's got 12 wins. And then you've got Doug O'Neill, Jeff Mullins, and Bob Baffert. They've all got 10.
What about those favorites?
So far at the meet, 165 races at Santa Anita. Favorites have won 81. Ugh. That's 49% for the meet.
Wow. Well, we'll get that straightened out, won't we? In any case, John, the chatters on the chat box here on our show are going crazy about what I said about the prices for watching the Super Bowl. As a matter of fact, you're the one who put that out on X. I'm not going to mention the name of the strip property that's doing it because I don't think they deserve it. But when you have to pay $700 to sit in a seat that's free the week before and the day after just to watch the Super Bowl, to have the privilege of making a bet and buying expensive drinks and food is just a little bit ridiculous.
Well, Ralph, that thing that I reposted on X, that was actually prices for the first day of March Madness. It wasn't even the Super Bowl.
Well, you know the Super Bowl. You know the Super Bowl is going to be just as bad. I mean, if not worse.
Exactly. But I saw those things, and for a guy that doesn't live in Nevada, I would have to pay the parking fees. You know, $850 for a seat, and then I could start playing. You know, there's some better options, and you're sitting in the best one of all.
You better believe it. Free is the big word here for all of that stuff. And by the way, John, I'll be if you want to come out for the Super Bowl this, on next Sunday, I'll be happy to give you a seat on my couch in my den for $500 and provide all the drinks and food you want.
You're a true friend, Ralph.
All right.
But at least out there, I can play. I don't have to do it for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, that's right. Talking about playing, let's get started with the pick at Santa Anita. Reminding everybody out there, the Lindo Report is available right now here at the South Point, free of charge, covering all the races at Santa Anita. A suggested late pick 4 and a coast-to-coast pick 5 that's happening today between Gulfstream and Santa Anita. You got one of those as well. All on one comprehensive sheet, including all of the stuff that we've been talking about so far. And that is right there at the Lindo Reports, all on one big sheet. And it's here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, only here at the South Point. Again, the word is free, complimentary to the horse players because they love horse players here as well. All right, John, what are we doing today?
Ninth race today, I'll take on John Hardoon, number three, Presider. You know, was pushed on a fast pace last time, and he kept running. He beat softer horses, and he did it impressively, up a notch in class. But he catches a less pace, an easier pace scenario. There won't be as much pressure on him. I think he does the same thing right back from a good inside post. 7-2 on the morning line. Umberto Risley rides him back. Let's try and go wire to wire in the ninth and final. Number three, Presider at Santa Anita.
Okay, so you gave me a Sirocco play, you and Jonathan. You like the three, Presider, with Rispoli aboard, the three. Jonathan likes the two, Promissimo. So I got the P's working for me. The 2-3-3-2 exacta combination is the Sirocco play. Your play is the three, Presider, in the ninth and final at Santa Anita. By the way, I just got a tweet from somebody that said there is a hotel downtown Las Vegas that is charging exorbitant prices for the Super Bowl as well. So what can I tell you?
It's a changing game. I don't think I should have to pay to watch television. So,
well, not to mention the fact that paying and then and have to bet too, you know?
Yeah, exactly. There's a little overhead there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Certainly, my man. We got it here. We're going to have a great time here at the South Point next Sunday. And a great time in the book this weekend as well. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Now, I understand that it's drizzling a little there at Aqueduct today, but they think the track is going to stay fast anyhow.
Yeah, I would hope so.
All right. You want to? We'll start with some picks?
Why not?
Unless you have something wise to say, we'll get right to the picks.
I have something interesting in the ninth at Santini to go with John and John. So
okay,
we'll
good.
Get to that.
All right, go to Aqueduct.
But let's go back to Aqueduct to race number four.
Uh-huh.
Number three, Augustine Red really pops for me. There's a number of reasons. I wrote it up in the Power Page Plus, but definitely a horse for course angles here. Mm-hmm. I like the three. At 7-2, sounds like a good wine, Sabachi.
Yeah.
I have a little Sabachi with my dinner here. The three with the 2-4-6, reverse the 2-4-6 over the three. Let's see if Sabachi can feel good going there.
Let's see if he can give you some vintage vino today. In the fourth race, the three, Augustine Red. The three, Augustine Red's name of the horse, number three. And the link-ups are 2-4-6 and reverse. That in the fourth race at Aqueduct. I do want to remind everybody out there that when you get Jerry J's Power Page Plus, when he gives out a feature play horse, he will have a small paragraph at the bottom explaining a lot of the reasons for that. So it's a good idea when you get the Power Page Plus to understand why he's given the feature play and his reasons for that. So in the fourth race, the three over 2-4-6 and reverse, now to Santa Anita.
Yeah, I could put all those ideas into a book, or I can just give them to you one at a time every day and save you the money, give it to you for free, I guess.
Go ahead.
It comes for free with the Power Page. That costs money, though. All right, let's go to the seventh.
Okay.
Let's go to the seventh. Number three, Nancy Griffith on the turf. Yeah, I love this horse today. I wrote it down that it's 4-1, but it's really 5-1. In the morning line, drawing to more of an inside post. I think that'll be a big advantage. A few other things here as well. But I like the three over the 1-2-5-7, reverse 1-2-5-7 over the three. The three, Nancy Griffith, looks like a pop-out key to me. Anything over 3-1.
All right, the seventh race, the three horse is the key. The link-ups 1-2-5-7 and reverse, the three and the seventh. You said you had something to add to the ninth, to John and Jerry. I mean,
yeah. If you get the power pages, I mean, I have two star horses in the ninth race to go with John and John's play. You got a four horse box right off the back for a trifecta. I think it's a great play without even doing much work here.
And
if John and John are right, and I'm a little right, we can come up with the score.
And I will add, in that race, you also have a pop-out key in the race that is nowhere near close to the favorite as well, and that is one of the star horses. So you better get a
power. That is correct as well.
You better get a power page today, that's for sure, the ninth race at Santa Anita. All right, Jerry, the power pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And I will close by saying, yes, this is January 31st and not the 1st of February. I'm just trying to rush things, I guess, folks. But in any case, we will be back on the 1st of February, God willing, and the creek don't rise. And, of course, on Groundhog Day comes Sunday as well. So in the meantime, Jerry's got one more thing to say. Go ahead, say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.